Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 22nd of September, 2017, a Friday. Looks like we're going to be able to finish up Ezra today and go directly into Nehemiah because they were all one book. I am presenting Ezra and Nehemiah as one series here. If I finish Ezra and get into the first part of Nehemiah in the middle of a show, it's going to be listed as Ezra / Nehemiah because it was originally one book. So we're in chapter 8 here, and we will be covering those who returned with Ezra from the captivity. He returned later. Sort of took over and fixed everything up, got things in control. Now we're talking about the genealogy here in verse 1, and that's 3187, and that is... it's Hithpael, okay, and it's Hithpael, tense, pardon me, and it's Yachash, and it's a primitive root to sprout and to enroll by pedigree. Reckon genealogically, and roll on a genealogy to be enrolled. In other words, these people had a history proving in writing that they were of Israel because they were having a problem at that time with people that claim to be Israel, as we have people claiming to be Israel today, that are not Israel. They were pretenders. And some of them wormed their way into the priesthood. As in the time of Yeshua Messiah, when a lot of the priests were Edomites, they were not of the seed of Aharon. And he cast them out and did away with the Levitical priesthood because it was so corrupted, and brought in the priesthood of Melchizedek, the king of righteousness. And who is the king of righteousness? Why, Yeshua Messiah. So let's get into Ezra chapter 8. These are now the chiefs of the clans. And this is the genealogy, 3187, that I was talking about, of those that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxasta. They have Artaxerxes. It's Artaxasta, the king. Okay, this is Ezra writing this. Okay. Pardon me, I've got to clear my lungs again as soon as I start talking. That's not so bad. Of the verse 2, of the sons of Pinchas, Gershom, of the sons of Ithamar, Gershom, that's the son of Pinchas, of the son of Ithamar, Daniel, of the sons of Dawid, Katush, verse 3, of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, and with him were reckoned by genealogy of the males 150. Now, I'm going to be pronouncing the names as they are in the Hebrew, not anglicized. So if you're reading along in the King James, which most people use, you will notice the differences. Okay, verse 4. What happened? Oh, there's my bookmark. It fell off the page. Of the sons of Pachath Moab, Eliahoene, the son of Zerachiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons, this is verse 5, of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Yahaziel. I have this handwritten in this Bible. I haven't computerized this yet. I'll get around to it eventually, but I'm reading out of my notes in this Bible. And with him 300 males. Of the sons also of Adin, Ebed, the son of Yonathan, or Yonathan, pardon me, and with him 50 males. That means Yah gives. Yonathan. And of the sons of Elam, Yeshiah, the son of Ataliah, and with him 70 males. And of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, the son of Mikael, and with him 80 males. Verse 9, of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Yechiel, and with him 218 males. And of the sons of Shalomith, the son of Josiphiah, and with him 160 males. If you don't use these words all the time, it's a little tongue-twisting to try to pronounce them, and I don't have anybody to speak Hebrew with here, and especially not biblical Hebrew. Modern Hebrew is not anything like biblical Hebrew. It's totally perverted because the Jews have got a hold of it. Verse 11, and of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. And of the sons of Azgad, Yochanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. And of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphelet, Yeiel, Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Verse 14, of the sons of Bigwai, Uthai and Zakur. They have Zabud, it is incorrect, Zakur. And with them 70 males. And I gathered them together to the river that runs to Ahawa, that's 163, and there camped 3 days. And I observed the people and the priest and found there none of the sons of Levi. Oh-ho! Priests that are not of the tribe of Levi. See what I said? Sneaking in. Verse 16, then sent I for Eliezer, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan. And for Yarib, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshulam, chief men also, for Yoyarib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. Okay, people that could read these genealogies, okay. Verse 17, and I sent them with commandment unto Iddo, the leader of the place, Casiphia, and I put in their mouth the thing that they should say unto Iddo and to his brethren, the Nethinims, those are the temple servants, at the place Casiphia, that they would bring unto us ministers for the house of Eloheinu, real servants. Verse 18, and by the good hand of Eloheinu, that's our God, upon us they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Machli, the son of Lewi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren, 18. Verse 19, and Kashabiah, and with him Yeshaya of the sons of Merari, his brethren and their sons, 20. Verse 20, also of the Nethinims, who Dawid and the officers had appointed for the service of the Levites, the Lewium, 220 Nethinims, all of them were designated by name. These were the real temple servants who could prove their genealogy. And those that could not produce their birth records, showing that they were of the tribe of Levi, were cast out of the priesthood. They kicked them out. What had happened in Yeshua Messiah's time? They had been infiltrated by the Edomites and had slaughtered all the Aharonic seed line. That's how they got rid of them. They killed them to take over the priesthood. Verse 21. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Achawa, that we might afflict ourselves, that means fast, as on the day of Yom Kippur, which is sundown of the 26th to sundown of the 27th next week. Okay, it's coming up. That is a day of affliction. You fast. We afflict ourselves before Eloheinu, that's our God, to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our possessions. Verse 22, for I was ashamed to request of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the hated enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of Eloheinu is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Okay, that applies today. All you that have forsaken Yahweh and are worshiping stuff, his power is going to be against you and you will be punished. Verse 23, so we fasted and besought Elohenu, that's our God again, that's a plural possessive for this, and he was entreated of us. All right. Big fast in order to be pure before Yahweh. And they had found these false priests out. So here's verse 24 of chapter 8. Then I set apart 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Kashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them. Verse 25. And weighed unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering of the house of Elohenu, which the king and his counselors and his officers and all of Israel there present had offered or lifted up, 7311. Verse 26, I even weighed into their hand 650 talents of silver. A talent is a measure of by weight of silver. And silver vessels 100 talents, and of gold 100 talents. Verse 27, also 20 basins of gold of 1,000 adarkon. We don't know what that is. And 2 vessels of fine bronze, precious as gold. Because some of the things had to be bronze because they would be subjected to high heat and gold would melt. Verse 28, and I said unto them, you are holy, set apart unto Yahweh. The vessels are holy, set apart also, and the silver and gold are a free will offering unto Yahweh Elohe, that means God of your fathers. Verse 29, verse 29, watch you and keep them, and that means to guard, until you weigh them before the officers of the priest and the Lewium, the Levites, and officers of the clans of Israel at Yerushalayim in the chambers of the house of Yahweh. Verse 30, so took the priest and the Lewium the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Yerushalayim unto the house of Elohenu, that means our God. Verse 31, then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Yerushalayim, and the hand of Elohenu, that's our God, was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the hated enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way, bandits, etc., etc. Verse 32, and we came to Yerushalayim and abode there 3 days. After their journey, they rested for 3 days. Verse 33, now on the 4th day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of Elohenu by the hands of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him was Eleazar, the son of Pinhas, that's Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad, the son of Yeshua, and of Noadiah, the son of Binui, Lewium, they were Levites, true, pure blood Levites by genealogy. Okay, not the false ones that had tried to creep in, that had been acting as priests in Babylon. That's where a lot of this corruption came from. It was already in the ranks. Let me get a drink of water here. Boy, this is exciting. This is our history, folks. Verse 34, by number and by weight of everyone, and all the weight was written at that time. Scrupulous records, okay? Verse 35, also the children of the exiles, 1473, which were come from captivity, offered burnt offerings unto Elohe Israel, that's the God of Israel. 12 bullocks for all Israel, that's for all 12 tribes, 90 and 6 rams, 70 and 7 he lambs, 12 he goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto Yahweh. Verse 36, and they gave the king's decrees unto the king's satraps. The satraps were the provincial governors. And to the governors in the region beyond the river. And they furthered the people and the house of Eloheinu, our God. All right, here's chapter 9. Pay close attention to this. This is about intermarriage with pagan races. Verse 9, or verse 1 of chapter, oh man, got my tongue in front of my teeth, can't see what I'm saying. Verse 1 of chapter 9, now when these things were done, the officers came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priest and the Levium have not separated themselves, that's 9:14, from the people of the lands, according to their abominations, that's their pagan gods, of the Canaanite, that's Canaanites, the Hitti, that's the Hittites, the Perizi, that's the Perizzites, the Yebusi, that's the Jebusites, the Ammoni, that's the Ammonites, the Moabi, that's the Moabites, the Mitzri, that's the Egyptians, and the Emori, that's the Amorites. Listen to this, verse 2, very important. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed, hello, the holy seed line, the set apart, 6944, seed line, 2233, have mingled themselves, 6148, with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the officers and officials has been chief in this trespass. The leaders had non-Israelite wives. Now remember, Ezra was the high muckety-muck. Listen to this. Verse 3 of chapter 9. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment, that's a symbol of mourning and appallment, and my robe, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. 8074. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of Elohe Israel. The people that were real Israelites that trembled at the word, that really worshiped Yahweh, because of the transgression of the exiles. And I sat astonished until the evening grain offering. He was really bent out of shape. It just blew him away. Gets back, and there's all these people that had race mixed. It's like we see these mixed race couples today. And those of us who are our true Israel see the white half of that. And we are absolutely appalled. It just devastates. You know, what do you see in these pagan races? I mean, it's just it just tears us up. We know instinctively that this is wrong. Instinctively, we feel it in our heart. Continuing on at verse 5 of chapter 9. And at the evening grain offering, I rose up from my fasting. And notice the difference between this and the King James. And having rent my garment and my robe, I bowed upon my knees and spread out my hands unto Yahweh Elohai. That means my God. I'm giving you the different, personal possessive. Elohai, my God. Verse 6, and said, Oh, Elohai, oh my God. In other words, I am ashamed and blush, characteristic of an Adamite, to lift up my face to you, Elohai, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our guilt is grown up unto the skies. He's just devastated. He's praying to Yahweh. Verse 7. Since the days of our forefathers have we been in great guilt unto this day. For our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been given into the hands of the kings of the land. That was the dispersion and punishment. To the sword, to captivity, and to be plunder, and to shame of face, as it is this day. He was, we're still doing this. Well, how do you think we that preach and are gifted with the Holy Spirit, how do you think we feel about the sins that we see in Israel today? You don't think we grieve? We see Yahweh's way, and we see our people, for the most part, not necessarily all at CI, but the Judeo-Christians, who are Israel, the white ones, we see them going the way of the world and the perversions that have been introduced by the Talmud worshipers. And it just strikes our heart. It tears us up. And every time we get one that converts and comes back into the remnant, it is a great joy to us. One at a time, Yahweh is drawing them. This is wonderful. Praise Yahweh. Verse 8 of chapter 9. And now for a little moment, favor has been showed from Yahweh. Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh our God, to leave us a remnant. Okay, what do we got today? A remnant. 6413, remnant. And to give us a peg, a place to fasten something, in his holy place. That Eloheinu may enlighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. They were bondsmen to sin at that point, even though they were freed. Verse 9, for we were bondmen, yet Eloheinu has not forsaken us in our bondage, but has extended loving kindness unto us in the sight of the kings of Paras, that's Persia, to give us a reviving, to raise up the house of Eloheinu, our God, and to raise up the ruins of it, and to give us a wall in Yehuda and in Yerushalayim, wall for protection. Verse 10. And now, O Eloheinu, that's our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken, 5800, your commandments, 4, 6, 8, 7. Verse 11, which you have commanded by the hand of your servants, the prophets, saying, the land which you go to possess it is an impure land, with the impurity of the people of the lands, with their abominations, that's false worship, false gods, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Verse 12. In reference, Exodus 34, 11 through 16, and Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 through 5. Verse 12 here of chapter 9. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons. Now, pardon me, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever. We are never to mix. Okay? That you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. Oh! It's terrible. Verse 13. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, seeing that you, Eloheinu, has kept down more than our iniquities deserve, and has given us such deliverance as this. Verse 14. Should we again break your commandments and become related by marriage with people of these abominations? Would not that you be angry with us till you have consumed us, or that there should be no remnant nor escaping? In other words, he might destroy the remnant. Well, look at what's going to happen today. All these people that are doing all this stuff are going to be destroyed. Yahweh's going to kill these people. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. It tells what happens when Yeshua comes back. It's not going to be a grace period anymore. It's going to be over. Wrath is coming with him, and he will destroy by fire all those that do not know Elohim. Okay? That's the people that promote this race mixing. I'm sorry. That's how it is. Oh, I don't like that. That doesn't sound good. Well, tough. Verse 15. O Yahweh Elohe Israel. That's Yahweh, the God of Israel. You are righteous, for we remain yet escaped, as it is this day. We're out of there. We're out of the dispersion at that time, the captivity. Behold, we are before you in our guilt, for we cannot stand before you because of this. Oh boy. They couldn't even stand before Yahweh because they were so disobedient. He was grieving. He says, how can we stand before you in your holy temple that we're rebuilding? How can we do that when we're living in this terrible sin? We're sinning just like before. Well, what do we see today? We're sinning just like before today. Nothing new under the sun, that means in this world. We repeat our sin, and there's only going to be a remnant of Israel that's going to enter the kingdom. And it's a remnant is a small part of the whole. All these Judeo-Christian people think because they run up to the altar and make a big show on the wrong day, it's not on the Sabbath, and they celebrate Easter and they celebrate Christmas and all this other nonsense, and they think that the Jews are God's chosen people when they are not. They are an abomination. They are doing what Yeshua said, you worship in vain. It's worthless. He doesn't hear your prayer. But the prince and power of the air, the devil that's ruling in this world right now, prospers those people. And why does he do that? Because they will have no problems, because they're already doing his work. They're already his. Why would he rock the boat? He's got them. He's got them deceived. Whew. What a shame. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. And he's not going to bother the people, but he is going to attack us in Christian identity with full force, which he's doing right now. Because we oppose him. We live according to Yahweh's rules. We keep the food laws. We keep the feasts. Keep the Fast of Atonement. We call upon the name of Yahweh, not the Lord or God. We don't call upon the Jewish Jesus. We call upon Yahshua, which means Yah is salvation. We recognize that he was the Messiah and he shed his blood for the covering over for finality of our sins of Israel. And none other, nobody else but Israel. And he can't have that information get out. And he attacks us every way he can because of these truths. We have to keep on keeping on. We cannot let him win. Now here's chapter 10. Putting away of foreign wives and children. That's racial aliens. Verse 1 of chapter 10. Now when Ezra had prayed and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down, falling down before the house of Elohim, that's God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept much weeping. Verse 2 of chapter 10. Answered Shechaniah, the son of Yechiel, of the sons of Elam, and said unto Ezra, we have trespassed, 4603, against Eloheinu, let me look, trespass, 4603, acted covertly, treacherously, transgressed, okay, to act unfaithfully, act treacherously, commit a trespass, okay, that's what that word means, ma'al. And have given a dwelling to racially alien wives. That's 5237. Nochri. That's racial alien. racially alien wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Verse 3. Here we are. And read along with me here, please. Even in the King James, it's clear. Now, therefore, let us make a covenant with Eloheinu, that's our God, to send away, that's 3:3:1:8, okay. To cause to deport, okay. Cause to depart all the wives and such as are born of them. Okay, you understand? Wives and the children, according to the counsel of Yahweh. Okay. It has my Lord here, and that is 136 Adonai, but the name is Yahweh. They substituted the Lord for Yahweh here. Oh, I restored the holy name. And of those that tremble, those that really listen and fear at the commandment of Eloheinu, that's our God, and let it be done according to the Torah. 8:4:5:1, the law. Verse 4. Arise, for this matter belongs to you. We will also be with you. Be of good courage and do it. And he was the chief priest, Ezra was, and he's going to fix it. Verse 5. Then arose Ezra and made the officers of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear, 7650, that they should do according to this matter, word, 1697. And they swore. Okay. Verse 6. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of Elohim, and went into the chamber of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he did eat no bread nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of the exiles. Verse 7. And they made proclamation passed voice through, throughout Yehuda and Jerusalem unto all the children of the exiles, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem. That we y'all come here. Pardon my southernness. Verse 8, and that all that would not come within 3 days according to the counsel of the officers and the elders, all of his possessions should be devoted for temple service. They're going to himself excluded from the congregation of the exiles. They're going to take everything they had and kick them out. You come, that's an order. If you don't come, we're taking all your stuff and kicking you out. And you can wander out in the desert. Verse 9. Then all the men of Yehuda and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of Elohim, trembling, 7460, because of this matter, and for the great rain. It poured down rain. They sat in the street in the pouring rain. Verse 10, and Ezra the priest, he was the high priest, stood up and said unto them, you have transgressed, 4603, and have given a dwelling to racially alien wives to add to the guilt of Israel. Verse 11. Now therefore give thanks unto Yahweh, Elohe of your forefathers, and do his pleasure, 7522, and separate yourselves, 914, from the people of the land and from the racially alien wives. Put them away. Verse 12, then all the congregation answered and said with a great voice, as you have said, so must we do. Verse 13. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside. Neither is this a work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Verse 14. Let now our officers of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken racially alien wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and the judges of them, until the fierce wrath of Eloheinu, that's our God, for this matter be turned from us. Verse 15, only Jonathan, the son of Asael, and Yakaziah, the son of Tikwa, were rose up about this matter, and Meshulam and Shabbatai, the Levite, helped them. Verse 16, and the children of the exiles did so, and were separated, Ezra the priest, with men that were chiefs of the clans, after the house of their forefathers, and all of them by their names, and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. Verse 17. And they finished dealing with it, with all the men that have given a dwelling to racially alien wives, by the first day of the first month. And here is a list of men with the racially alien wives. And were found among the sons of the priests, there that had given dwelling to racially alien wives, namely of the sons of Yeshua, the son of Yatzadok, and his brethren, Maaseiah, and Eliezer, and Yarib, and Gedaliah. Verse 19. And they gave their hands that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, 8:18, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. Even the priest had racially alien wives. See how they crept in? Verse 20, and of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Zebadiah, verse 21, and of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah and Eliah and Shemaiah and Yechiel and Uzziah. Verse 22, and of the sons of Pashkur, Elioeni, Maaseiah, Yishmael, Nathanael, Yozabad, and Elasa. Verse 23. Also of the Leviim, there's here more Levites, Yozabad and Shimei, and Kalaya, the same is Kalita, had two names, Pethiah, Yehuda, and Eliezer. Yehuda and Eliezer. Verse 24, of the singers, also Eliashib, and of the gatekeepers, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. These are all temple officers. These are people serving in a temple that had racially alien wives. Ah! Moreover, of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, Ramiah, Yiziah, and Malkiah, and Miyamin, and Eleazar, and Malkiah, and Benaiah. Verse 26. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Yechiel, and Abdi, and Yeremoth, and Eliah. And of the sons of Zatu, Elionai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Yeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. Now there's going to be duplicate names in here because it's like the name John. A lot of people are named John today, but they have different fathers, okay? There are seven people named Jehoshaphat in the Bible. Of the sons also of Vibai, Yachanan, Kananiah, Zabai, Athlai, and of the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Maluch, and Adiah, Yashub, and Sheal, and Ramoth. Verse 30. And of the sons of Pachath Moab, Adna, and Kalal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, and Binui, and Manasseh. Verse 31. And of the sons of Karim, Eleazar, Yeshiah, Malkiah, Shemaiah, Shimeon. Verse 32. Binyamin, Maluch, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashum, Matanai, Matata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Yeremai, Manasseh, and Shimei. There's another Manasseh. See, a couple, they had names. They named them just like we name kids today. How many people are named Steve? Lots. Okay? Verse 34, of the sons of Bani, Maadi, Amram, Maadai, Amram, and Ul, Benaiah, Bededjah, and Kelohu. Verse 6, Waniah, Meremoth, Eliashib. Verse 37, Mattaniah, Matanai, and Yaasai. Verse 38, see, there's a lot of repeat names here, but they're of different fathers. And Bani, and Binui, Shimei. Verse 39, and Shelemiah, and Natan, and Adiah. Verse 40, Machnadabai, Shashai, Sharai, verse 41, Azariel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, verse 42, Shalom, Amariah, and Yosef, verse 43, of the sons of Nebo, Yael, Matithiah, Zabad, Zabina, Yadai, and Yoel, and Benaiah, verse 44. All these had given dwelling to racially alien wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. They had to put them away. They had to go. Now that ends the book of Ezra. Okay. On Monday, the 25th, we will be beginning Nehemiah. And the entire book of Nehemiah occurred between Ezra 6 and Ezra 7. It was in between chapter 6 and 7 of Ezra for the timeline. Okay? That'll reinforce exactly what I've been saying here, because in the back of Nehemiah, let me get into Nehemiah here and it also in the last chapter, it tells them to get rid of the racially alien women. So, as they were sinning then, so are people of Israel sinning today, not Christian identity, because we find out that they're in a mixed race relationship. We disassociate from them. It was acceptable to part and restore your belief in Yahweh if you put away the racial aliens. Well, the people today that are in that relationship, if they want to be in the remnant, they must put away the racially alien partners that they are with. If they have children by them, they must disassociate from the partner, and the children must send them away or move away from them. That includes the women that have made a mistake before their eyes were opened. Okay, now that their eyes are opened and they believe in Yahweh and Yeshua, they must go according to the rules. If they continue on in that relationship, in a mixed race relationship, they will not be counted among the remnant. As it said in this book, they will be cast out. If they do not go according to Yahweh's laws and submit and obey, they will not be counted among the sheep. They will be counted among the goats. Now that's Yahweh's rules, not me. Oh, you're hateful. No, I'm not hateful. I love Yahweh. I want you to love Yahweh. I want you to obey Yahweh. I want you in the remnant. But if you're going to go against Yahweh, you can't be in the remnant. That's on you. What can I do? I can't make anybody do anything. Time to go. May Yahweh bless and keep you. I will talk to you again on Monday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus. us going on before. Christ the Royal Master leads us.